Conversations of Karbala, Day 5. As part of our ongoing development of more meaningful observations of Muharram, Mehfil Ali have organized an integrated and dramatic delivery of the Matl and Matam. We hope that the delivery of the most poignant aspects of Imam Hussein's journey through a series of conversations will help our audience better relate to and encourage further creative expressions of this pivotal episode in our history. Great effort has been made to keep true to authentic sources such as Kitab al-Irshad, as well as tapping into different practices across the Shi'i world. A lot of time has been put into rehearsals to ensure the delivery lives up to the message portrayed. So we do hope it enhances your Muharram experience this year, and we are always open to suggestions and comments that help us on our collective journey towards fulfilling our duties towards Allah. Imam Hussein's army will be wearing green bands and Yazid's army red bands. The audio today will be recited by Voices of Passion and Abbas Bandali. The poem has been written by Tahar Adil and will be performed by Muhammad Walji.
A tale. In open space of a thirsty desert, land so calm, nearby a stream, ancient palms bathed in sunlight, a scene of clarity so supreme. The songs of birds told a tale that shall be on many tongues, of how noise of life fell silently, how the very sun was hung. Soon night fell on arid land, and the stars fled from the skies, in fear of the day to come, the day they extinguish in his demise. Through the night the angels whispered the tale to be to one another, a tale that shall not be forgotten, like the very love of thy mother. The sun beamed down, as light carved open the petrified skies, a morning void of singing birds, silence so loud it thunders and cries. The breeze of dawn talked of noon, when the tame shall meet the wild, when there shall be no prisoners, woman, man, and child. Noon arrived and slaughtered dawn to reenact the woeful plight. Death came to innocent dawn through spears and arrowed light. The sun peered from up above at the masters of the worlds below, as the first arrow struck his brother's eyes, the start of eternal woe. As the heat and light combined, the enemy soars with thirst. They begin to slaughter one by one, writing the tale of the cursed. Not even sparing the younger life, as the spears would confess, when the game of death stopped, began the game of oppress. The heavy sunset, red as ever, tried to heal the suffered day, but it was a day that cannot heal, as Zainab would always say. Tears like bloated raindrops fell from her bewildered eyes, like a blackened cloud on his body she whispered her goodbyes. Nightfall it gradually became, but that night the stars had left to aid his suffering orphans to be their nightly guests. But one day the stars shall return, in their millions they shall shine, to come to him, to honor him, the owner of the shrine. Now open space of a quenched city, land so tranquil nearby a stream, loyal pilgrims bathe in his dome, a scene of love so supreme. The songs of people tell a tale now on many tongues, of how noise of life fell silently, how the very sun was hung. Salawat.
Nainawa. When morning came, Imam Hussein stopped to offer the dawn prayer. He then rushed to mount his horse and leave with his followers in an effort to split away from Hur and his companions. Hur intercepted them and continued to press them towards Kufa. However, Imam Hussein opposed Hur's attempts to divert them, and they continued their journey until they reached a place called Nainawa. At Nainawa, a messenger arrived on horseback and delivered a letter to Hur from Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad.
Letter to Hur ibn Riyahi from Ibn Ziyad. Upon receipt of my letter, immediately halt the journey of Hussein. Make him stop in an open area without any protective enclosure or water supply.
Hussein, this is a letter from the governor, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, ordering me to stop you in an open place. This here is his messenger, who has been commanded to stay here until I carry out this order.
Hur began to implement the order by forcing people to halt at a place with no access to water and cut off from any village.
Allow us to stop at the village of Nainawa, or at Ghadariya further on, or at Shafaya.
By Allah, I cannot do this. What you do not know is that this man is a spy here to monitor my every action.
O son of the Messenger of Allah, fighting these people now will be easier than doing battle with the reinforcements when they arrive.
I will not be the one to initiate fighting against them.
Then let us go to Akr. We can halt there. It is well enclosed for protection on the bank of the Euphrates. If they stop us from going, we can battle them.
It was the 2nd of Muharram, 61 years after the Hijra. They made their way to the village of Akr in the district of Karbala and stopped there. Arrival of the army of Ibn Sa'd. Imam Hussein was moving towards Kufa, so Ibn Ziyad gave instructions to the governor of Ray in Iran, Umar ibn Sa'd.
Umar, head towards Hussein. Do what you have to do to stop him. Once you have completed your mission, head back to the governor of Ray.
If you can relieve me from this mission, then do so.
Very well. I'm a reasonable man. I will relieve you of your mission. Just hand back the governor of Ray.
No, let's not be too hasty. If you can give me some time to arrange my affairs, maybe reflect on the matter some more.
Umar ibn Sa'd was conflicted and sought advice from his close friends. Everyone advised him not to undertake this mission. His nephew, Hamza ibn Mughira, came to meet him.
Oh, uncle, I implore you in the name of Allah not to move against Hussein, for surely there will be a sin in Allah's eyes, and further, you will violate our bond of kinship. Surely it's better that you give up all your worldly wealth as well as your governorship, then meet Allah on the day of judgment responsible for the blood of Hussein.
Indeed, I will follow your advice, inshallah.
Umar ibn Sa'd went to Ibn Ziyad.
May Allah shower you with prosperity. You have entrusted me with both the governorship of Ar-Ray and the mission to Al-Hussein, and I thank you for both. But the people have become aware of my appointment, and it's better to dispatch an army under the eminent leaders of Kufa. And you also know that I am not the best candidate to represent you in battle.
Do not try and teach me about the eminent leaders of Kufa. I'm not asking for advice about who to send out.
I'm not giving you advice at all, but I was just trying to...
It's simple. Either you go to Hussein with your soldiers, or you give back the governor of Ray.
Noting the insistence of Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, he agreed to undertake the mission with 4,000 soldiers. They arrived at Nainawa the next day, the 3rd of Muharram. After sending a messenger to meet with Imam Hussein, Ibn Sa'd sent a letter to Ibn Ziyad.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, from Ibn Sa'd. When I reached Hussein, he explained that the people of Kufa had asked him to be their leader. However, now that they have changed their minds, he's prepared to go back.
Now that we have him in our claws, he seeks a way out. But now is not the time for escape. Send this letter to Ibn Sa'd. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I have received your letter. Offer Hussein and his followers the opportunity to pledge allegiance to Yazid ibn Muawiyah. If they fail to do so, cut off their water supply. Yes, if they fail to do so, cut off their water supply. I do not want one of them to drink a drop of water, just as was done to the pious and righteous and oppressed Khalif Uthman ibn Affan.
Umar ibn Sa'd dispatched Umar ibn Hajjaj with 500 horsemen to be stationed along the river in order to prevent Hussein and his followers from obtaining water. The water embargo was in place 3 days before the battle against Hussein. Ibn Sa'd met with Imam Hussein, and following this meeting, Ibn Sa'd sent a second letter to Ibn Ziyad.
I knew that Ibn Ziyad would not accept a conciliatory posture. Write this letter. How about we send Hussein to some border area, somewhere far away, like the Yemen? He could live like any other Muslim and follow the laws there and obligations. Or we could send him to Yazid. We could send him to Yazid, commander of the faithful, where he could pledge his allegiance to him there and then, and they can resolve their differences between them. Does that sound satisfactory to you?
When Ibn Sa'd's letter was read out, Shimr ibn Dijushan rose up and said,
"By Allah, what are you doing? How can you let Hussein leave without pledging allegiance to you? It makes you seem as if you are weak, and it makes him seem strong and powerful. I do not understand why you seek to compromise with Hussein. You have the upper hand. Make Hussein pledge allegiance to you, then do what you want with him. Punish him, free him, do what you want. But one thing I do know is that you cannot let Hussein leave without pledging allegiance to you."
Yes, your advice is wise and astute. I'm going to send you to that buffoon, Umar. I'm going to send you there, and you're going to finish this job. If Hussein and his followers do not and continue to resist my authority, they deserve death. If Hussein is killed, let the horses trample over his chest, for he is a rebel that has divided this community. Go to Umar and tell him, if he executes our orders, then he will get a reward befitting those who listen and obey. If he does not listen to us, kill him, sever his head, and dispatch it to me. You take command and finish this job.
As you wish.
When Shimr arrived in Nainawa, he relayed Ibn Ziyad's message.
May Allah deprive you of his mercy. It's you. You have been the one who is persuading Ibn Ziyad to act against my proposals. You have ruined a possibility of peaceful reconciliation. Hussein will never submit. He is a man endowed with proud spirit and noble dignity.
Tell me what you plan to do. Will you follow the governor's orders and go battle with the enemy? If not, then withdraw your control of the army and hand it to me.
No, I will not let you exploit this situation. I will take the orders, and you will lead the men.
Ibn Sa'd prepared to begin battling with Imam Hussein on the night of the 9th of Muharram. Shimmer approached the camp of Imam Hussein and his followers and called out,
"Where are my nephews?
Abbas, Ja'far, Abdullah, and Uthman came out, and Abbas asked him,
"What do you want?"
"I'm here to guarantee you safety and security."
"May Allah curse you and your guarantee of security. What sort of an uncle are you? While the messenger, while the son of the messenger of Allah has no such guarantee. We do not need your guarantee of security. For Allah's guarantee is by far greater than that of an immoral person."
After Asr prayers, Ibn Sa'd called out to his battalion to approach Imam Hussein and announce their intention to begin the battle. They rode until they approached the camp of Imam Hussein and his followers. Imam Hussein sent Abbas to meet the oncoming army to postpone the battle until the following morning so that they could devote themselves to a final night of prayer and worship.